Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. Deion Sanders, arguably one of the best corners of all time.
Sarah, I'm just going to stop you right there, because when I said the same thing to Primetime when he came to Berea earlier this year, he said there's no argument about it. So fine, Primetime, you're the best.
Okay, the best corner of all time. Stop by to grill Hayden and Gilbert on what it takes to be a success.
Justin Gilbert, Joe Hayden, two corners in Cleveland. How's it going?
It's going good. Going good, Prime.
How is he?
He's doing good, man.
Yeah, don't say that just because he's standing there.
I'm not. Honest truth, man. He's super athletic, what I expected when I was at the combine, me and you watching him. Mm-hmm. And so we saw same thing transfer to the field.
How's he?
Great.
Is he what you thought he was?
Oh, he is.
Yeah? All of that?
He's a great leader, great guy to look up to, and I'm learning a lot from him so far.
Give me one thing you've learned from him.
Just to come to work every day ready, every mm-hmm. day. He's a yes sir, no sir guy, takes his job serious, and great guy to be around. Same attitude every day.
You do know he's a lockdown. That means he's gone with the opposing team's best receiver, mm-hmm. so you going to the other guy. You do know he has a reputation.
Yeah.
He puts it down. So you do know that ball is coming to you.
I know it's coming.
It's coming.
I love it. I want it to come, too.
It's going. No.
Try to stop it.
You don't have to worry about that. It's going to come. But can you handle it? If they get you because they're going to get you, can you bounce back? Because the best attribute as a cornerback is to just forget.
When you're opposite one of the great corners like Joe Hayden, as Deion Sanders said, they're going to go at the young fella, Justin Gilbert. And that's what's happened early in the season. And Gilbert has had his rookie struggles, but I think he's really going to use this bye week to kind of get back to his technique, get back to basics, and get back to doing the things that made him the 8th overall pick in the NFL draft.
Craig Robertson and Chris Kirksey are another rookie veteran pair that are striving to make their mark on the field, too.
I'm very blessed to come in with a group of guys that I'm with now, especially Craig. Whenever you got competition, you know, it's all supposed to help you, you know. Mm-hmm. He's pushing me. I'm sure I'm pushing him. But, mm-hmm. you know, at the end of the day, you got to be true to yourself. And if somebody is better than you, you want that person to exceed in what they're doing. Yeah. So me, right now, I'm a rookie. He has more knowledge. You know, he got more experience. So what I'm doing is I'm learning from everything and just learning how to build my game. And, you know, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to work hard, and whatever happens, happens. But as long as I know that I'm working hard and I'm learning and we pushing each other as a linebacker unit, then good things are going to come out. So the main focus is to win football games. Mm-hmm. So that's what competition going to do. It's going to keep raising the level of your game. So that's just something I'm trying to do.
You're only as good as everybody in the room. You know, so just if it's something that, you know, Kirko might need help with or anybody, you know, we're not scared to help each other. He's a hard-nosed football player. You know what I'm saying? ISO, he's going to come downhill every single time. I'm not going to shy away from contact. Good with his hands, you know, getting off blocks. Like better than I was before I got into the league, you know. Just a lot of things he does well. He covers well. He's smart, too. You know, our defense isn't easy, you know. So to come in, and he asks questions all the time, and you ask questions, you get answers to make your play better on the field. And, I mean, he does it all.
Craig, he got a lot of energy. You know, when we in practice, first like, my time practicing with him, you can just see, like, he running around trying to make plays, trying to get the team hype. That's just something I used to do back in Iowa. And now when I'm coming here, I see that he's doing the same thing. I'm like, you know what, I want to be in that type of role too. So, you know, he always looking to make a play. And he always, like, trying to build his team, trying to build the players around him. That's just something that I really like within Craig, is that no matter who you are, no matter what you do, he's going to keep trying to make you better. No matter if you're a long snapper, no matter if you seventh string on the depth chart, he always going to look at you and try to make you better. And he's just bringing an injury to the team.
Some guys get caught up in a lot of the NFL competition, this and that. But if you're not having fun with what you're doing, you've lost half the battle. And, I mean, you know, I just make it a point to have fun every day. When football is fun, everything else is easy, you know. Like, you learn easier. You know, you don't have that mental block. Have fun. Work on your craft, do your job, sleep, come back and do it the next day.
Now, this duo already working very well together. They're listed as co-starters at that inside linebacker position alongside Carlos Dansby. They've been very supportive of one another, and it's great for a young player like Chris Kirksey to have that veteran role model in Craig Robertson.
Absolutely, and don't go away because we'll be right back inside the Cleveland Browns.
Stay tuned for Coach Tabor breaking down the special teams unit.
Right on the edge of taking that next step.
And running backs coach Wilbur Montgomery asked the question we've all been wondering.
Who's going to be the next Calvin Mack or the next Ernest Byner?